From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Blue Bullet by Gary McCarthy from his series The Horsemen. Now, let's begin with Blue Bullet. Chapter 1. Rufus Ruff Ballou squinted his eyes against the rising sun and gazed out across an ocean of majestic mountain ranges. As far as he could see, the snow-capped Sangre de Cristos lifted like towering cathedrals of stone. Under his long legs, his 4-year-old thoroughbred stallion, High Fire, shifted impatiently. Maybe it, too, was remembering the sweet bluegrass of their Tennessee home and felt awed by this great western mountain range. "Tough country," Ruff said, eyes taking in the distant Rio Grande from the vantage of an immense granite ridge. "Pretty in its own way, though, don't you think?" Beside him, Dixie Ballou scoffed. She was 15 years old, and at an age where nothing impressed her, not even the unspoiled splendor of the American West.
"This country isn't fit for anything but growing rattlesnakes and scorpions. I still don't understand why we didn't build our new horse ranch around Austin, Texas."
"You know why," Ruff told his 15-year-old sister. "The farther west we ride, the better it'll be for our health." Ruff didn't need to say any more, and Dixie looked away to hide her bitterness. Neither one of them could ever forget how the Civil War and the need for swift horses had driven the Ballous westward in order to preserve the last two great foundation sires of their famed thoroughbred bloodline. But in the process of fleeing before the advancing army of the North, there'd been a succession of devastating losses. Their father had been shot down by their own Confederate soldiers while attempting to defend his last few stallions from becoming cannon fodder, and, in so doing, had branded the Ballous as traitors to the South. And this, in spite of the fact that Ruff's two elders...